Recent advances in cancer treatment. Cancer treatment has seen remarkable advancements over the past few years, offering new hope to patients worldwide. These innovations have significantly improved survival rates, quality of life, and overall treatment outcomes. As a cancer specialist with over a decade of experience, I am excited to share the latest breakthroughs in cancer treatment. This blog aims to provide recent advances in cancer treatment. Advances in surgery. Surgical techniques have evolved, becoming less invasive and more effective in removing cancer while preserving as much normal tissue as possible. Robotic surgery. Robotic surgery allows surgeons to perform complex procedures with greater precision, flexibility, and control than traditional techniques. The Da Vinci surgical system is a common example, used in procedures for prostate cancer, gynecologic cancers, esophageal cancer, and colorectal cancers. This minimally invasive approach often results in shorter recovery times and less postoperative pain. Image-guided surgery. Image-guided surgery uses advanced imaging technologies to plan and perform surgical procedures. Techniques like intraoperative MRI and CT scans allow surgeons to see the exact location of the cancer in real time, improving the accuracy of tumor removal and reducing the risk of complications. HIPEC surgery. Hyperthermic intraperitoneal chemotherapy, HIPEC, is a cutting-edge surgical technique that involves the removal of visible tumors from the abdomen, followed by the direct application of heated chemotherapy into the peritoneal cavity. HIPEC is particularly beneficial for treating advanced abdominal cancers, such as peritoneal carcinomatosis, improving patient outcomes and survival rates. PIPAC surgery. Pressurized intraperitoneal aerosol chemotherapy, PIPAC, is a novel minimally invasive procedure that delivers chemotherapy in aerosol form directly into the peritoneal cavity under controlled pressure. This technique enhances the penetration and distribution of the chemotherapy agent, allowing for more effective treatment of peritoneal metastases. Immunotherapy, harnessing the power of the immune system. Immunotherapy is one of the most promising advances in cancer treatment. This approach involves stimulating the body's immune system to recognize and destroy cancer cells. Several types of immunotherapy have been developed, each with unique mechanisms and applications. Checkpoint inhibitors. Checkpoint inhibitors are drugs that block proteins used by cancer cells to evade the immune system. By inhibiting these checkpoints, the immune system can better recognize and attack cancer cells. Notable checkpoint inhibitors include pembrolizumab, Keytruda, and nivolumab, Opdivo, which have shown success in treating melanoma, lung cancer, and other types of cancer. CAR T cell therapy. CAR T cell therapy is a form of immunotherapy that involves modifying a patient's T cells to express a chimeric antigen receptor, CAR, that targets cancer cells. This therapy has shown remarkable success in treating certain blood cancers, such as acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL, and diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, DLBCL. Targeted therapy, precision medicine for cancer. Targeted therapy involves drugs designed to target specific molecules involved in the growth and spread of cancer cells. Unlike traditional chemotherapy, which affects both healthy and cancer cells, targeted therapy focuses on the cancer cells, reducing side effects and improving efficacy. Tyrosine kinase inhibitors. Tyrosine kinase inhibitors, TKIs, are a class of targeted therapy drugs that block enzymes involved in the signaling pathways that regulate cell division and survival. TKIs like imatinib, Gleevec, have revolutionized the treatment of chronic myeloid leukemia, CML, GIST, and other cancers by specifically targeting the abnormal proteins that drive these diseases. Monoclonal antibodies. Monoclonal antibodies are lab-made proteins that can bind to specific targets on cancer cells. These antibodies can block the growth of cancer cells, mark them for destruction by the immune system, or deliver toxic substances directly to the cancer cells. Examples include trastuzumab, Herceptin, for HER2-positive breast cancer and rituximab, Rituxan, for certain types of lymphoma. Advances in radiation therapy. Radiation therapy has been a cornerstone of cancer treatment for decades. Recent technological advancements have made this treatment more precise and effective, minimizing damage to surrounding healthy tissues. Stereotactic radiosurgery. Stereotactic radiosurgery, SRS, and stereotactic body radiation therapy, SBRT, are advanced forms of radiation therapy that deliver high doses of radiation to a precise target in the brain or body. These techniques have shown great success in treating small, localized tumors with fewer sessions and less damage to healthy tissues. Proton therapy. Proton therapy is a type of radiation therapy that uses protons instead of X-rays to treat cancer. Protons can be more precisely controlled, allowing higher doses of radiation to be delivered to the cancer cells while sparing surrounding healthy tissues. This makes proton therapy particularly beneficial for treating cancers in sensitive areas, such as the brain and spine. Advances in chemotherapy. While chemotherapy remains a mainstay of cancer treatment, new drug formulations and delivery methods have improved its effectiveness and reduced side effects. Nanoparticle-based chemotherapy. Nanoparticle-based chemotherapy involves the use of nanoparticles to deliver chemotherapy drugs directly to cancer cells. This targeted approach increases the concentration of the drug at the tumor site while minimizing exposure to healthy tissues. An example is Abraxane, a nanoparticle formulation of paclitaxel used to treat breast, lung, and pancreatic cancers. Metronomic chemotherapy. Metronomic chemotherapy involves administering low doses of chemotherapy drugs at regular, frequent intervals. This approach aims to minimize side effects while maintaining the effectiveness of the treatment. It is particularly useful for patients who cannot tolerate high-dose chemotherapy. Advances in personalized medicine. Personalized medicine tailors cancer treatment to the individual characteristics of each patient, including their genetic profile and the specific mutations driving their cancer. Genetic testing and biomarkers. Genetic testing and biomarkers are used to identify specific mutations and characteristics of a patient's cancer. This information can guide the selection of targeted therapies and immunotherapies that are most likely to be effective. For example, patients with BRCA mutations may benefit from PARP inhibitors, while those with certain genetic profiles may respond better to specific checkpoint inhibitors. Liquid biopsies. Liquid biopsies are non-invasive tests that analyze circulating tumor DNA, ctDNA, or other biomarkers in the blood. These tests can detect cancer at an early stage, monitor treatment response, and identify emerging resistance to therapies. Liquid biopsies offer a less invasive alternative to traditional tissue biopsies and provide real-time insights into the molecular changes in a patient's cancer. Conclusion. The field of cancer treatment is rapidly evolving, with new advances offering hope and improved outcomes for patients. Immunotherapy, targeted therapy, advanced radiation therapy, minimally invasive surgery, innovative chemotherapy approaches, and personalized medicine are all contributing to the fight against cancer. Staying informed about these recent advances in cancer treatment can help patients and healthcare providers make more informed decisions about care and treatment options. As research continues, we can look forward to even more breakthroughs in the quest to conquer cancer.